We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
WYXR.org. And while you're there, always remember, we are an all-volunteer radio station, and that's why you get this wide variety of great music all day long, all night long on WYXR. So my name is Willie Bearden. We're doing a show called Songs That Move You. And today, the songs that move this person are going to be some things that you've heard and some things maybe you've not heard, but they're really very interesting stuff. My guest this morning is Robin X and Tiana. How y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Happy
good.
To be here.
Good. Tiana, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
That's great. It's good to see both of you this morning, and glad you're here. We're going to talk about a few things. You guys have been traveling a bunch and performing, and so we got a lot to talk about. But first, Robin, let me ask you, how easy was it picking 10 songs that move you?
It was it was so easy, it was hard.
I like that. So easy, it was hard. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, it's one of those things where I think when you first, you know, think about, oh, yeah, I can think of 10 songs, and then you start thinking, wait a second, am I thinking of the songs that people think I'm gonna say or whatever? It's a very different thing. So how did you get to these 10?
Obviously, I didn't want to pick anything too personal, as well as I also didn't want to do anything that people already knew.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's good.
I tried to pick things that I genuinely enjoyed.
Right.
As well as showed a bit about me, but didn't show too much.
Okay, well, that's great criteria. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Do you want me to pick which one and you talk about it, or do you want to introduce the first song that comes to mind?
Let's see. It's a morning. I want to ease us into something.
Okay.
I think we should probably do Willow's Big Feelings.
Oh, okay.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. And here we go.
We'll be right back.
you got, I know I got problems.
That was very cool. That was Big Feelings by Willow. I had not heard that, Robin.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I should have heard that, right?
I think music finds you when it's meant to find you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. All right, so we're talking with Robin X and Tiana this morning. Let's talk about what you do in the world and how you got into this, Robin.
For sure. So, long title, but I'll just get it over with. Uh-huh. I am an anti-bullying albinism awareness advocate and entertainer, human rights champion, and author. A whole lot of words that have no meaning until you hear the story, I guess. Yeah. So, of course, I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, Orange Mound. Yesterday was 9/01 day. Memphis, what up?
Yeah.
And born and raised here, I grew up very poor, single mom, and I was bullied a lot because you guys can't see me, but I have a condition called albinism. The proper term is oculus cutaneous albinism type 1, but we can just say I'm an albino. Simple. And what that means, I just lack all pigmentation in my hair, skin, and eyes. So pull out a sheet of paper, a blank sheet of paper, that's me. Just put some little silly string on the top of his hair and you got me. So because of that, I was made fun of a lot during school because of my appearance. It led to a lot of bullying and insecurities. And because my mom was working, she wasn't always there to nurture me or to pick me up, but she was extremely supportive and wanted me to know that I was loved. Yeah. That bullying eventually led me to having the urge to take my own life in the most censored way. And I attempted, but the attempt failed, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But where I did find solace was music. Music allowed me to feel pain through someone else and feel related to by someone else who wasn't me, telling a story very similar to mine. I decided that if I could do anything about this, if I could use this power for something, maybe I could try to save people too. But that didn't all come at once. It kind of started with people beating on a table and me just kind of jumping in and like freestyling.
Sure, yeah.
And right when I did that, people lit up. Uh-huh. So I wasn't just the white boy anymore. Now I was the white boy that I could rap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now people just wanted to hear me rap. They didn't want to punch me anymore. It's like, don't hit them.
That's a good change.
Yeah. Don't hit them yet. Let them do the bar. we got to hear what he's gonna say. He can't talk if his mouth is swollen. And my mom had a home studio, and this is real old school. Yeah. So had a home studio in her closet. We had to put the blanket over our heads to record filter the sound out. And I don't know if she knew. I don't think she knew I was rapping at school.
Yeah.
So she comes to the door. She knocks on it. She's like, "Hey, Rob. Weird question, but you want to try and like rap?" And I was like, "Sure, Mom." Right. Yeah. I go in there, we made a song called, the first song we made was like, "They Love Me." You can't find it on YouTube, so don't even try.
Okay.
But the song after that I made was Go Crazy, which is still up somewhere.
Okay, okay. How old were you at this time?
Like 12.
Oh, really?
Like 11, 12.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I was freestyling. I wasn't writing anything yet. Yeah. And that's pretty much started the journey. And that kind of really sparked the catalyst of, oh, snap, I could like say something that can, that matters, that could help people.
Yeah.
I could be the musician that I look to myself, you know, for guidance. I could be that for other people. Yeah. And I decided to create this guy who would be all of my heroes in one person.
Okay.
So he would be as quick-witted and as swift, as poignant as a Malcolm X. He would be witty. He would be strong. He would be charming like Spider-Man. He would be literally everything that I wasn't at that time.
Right, right, right.
And I just named him Robin X.
Okay, okay.
The X, essentially, when Malcolm X donned the X, it was to get rid of Malcolm Shabazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that wasn't a name that was given to him by his father's father. It was given to him by, you know, an oppressor.
Yeah.
And so getting rid of Shabazz was him taking ownership of his name, Malcolm, because that's the name that was given to him by his father or his mother, or, you know.
Right.
So
right.
That's essentially what I did. I wanted that. And throwing a nod to DMX as well, Darkman X being his real name. The real name.
Okay.
Also, me and DMX have the same birthday. Not a flex or anything.
All right.
We have
the
same birthday. So his music also was very poignant to me at that time, and he also took on donning the darkness. So that X represents that. It's like purifying darkness, it's erasing who I was, it's creating something new, and I went forward with that. So here we are.
That is that's quite moving. That is quite moving.
Thank you.
So what would we hear next along the trail?
So obviously, with all these different fusions and genres of music that I'm listening to on, like, the music box. Well, it was called The Box back in the day.
Yeah.
The Box, MTV. I'm fusing all these different... I'm hearing all these different things from Marilyn Manson, Led Zeppelin, Michael Jackson, to Eminem, to Tupac Shakur, to DMX, to Onyx. All this is like creating this boiling pot in me. So I started creating, I wanted to create, and this was very left field at the time of me telling my mom, I was like, Mom, I want to make rock rap music. Metal. I want to make metal rap music. And of course she's like, that's interesting. But she told me to go for it. She was like, do it.
Yeah.
And a fun fact, a huge nod to my mom. She's one of my biggest supporters, my greatest critics, and my biggest cheerleader. She put her mic down. So she was a musician prior again, and she put her mic down because she heard me. She was like, it's you.
Wow.
Which, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's strong. Wow.
And I also told her, hey, Mom, I want to get in these schools. I want to talk to kids because I'm a kid myself. And I would want to hear stuff from someone like me.
Sure, of course.
When I was younger, I wanted to have someone talk to me how I wanted to talk to people.
Sure.
I wanted to use my pain to heal pain. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And that eventually led to me working with the United Nations.
Wow. Okay. Well, we will get into that in a moment. Let's go to your next pick here.
Okay, sure. Let's see. How are we feeling right now? I still want to do something a bit smooth and fun.
Okay.
I think we should do Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana. Freaking love that song.
That's a great song. Here we go. Really Michael Jackson.
You never make me worry tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm all right. Diana walked up to me, she said I'm on yours tonight. And then I ran to the phone saying, baby, I'm all right. I said, but I locked the door, cause I forgot the key. She said he's not coming back because he's sleeping with me.
Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana.
Right.
Now, that's a great song. Wow. Yeah, and they tipped their hat to Beat It. I like right there at the end. Yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. Folks, great. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis. Happy Labor Day. And always remember that Labor Day is brought to you by the workers of this country. And if it weren't for those people and for the unions that they started, we would all still be working 14-hour days, and kids as young as 6 years old would be working, and we wouldn't have weekends off. So I'd like to thank all the union members out there. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Happy Labor Day.
Yes. All right, yes. We're talking with Tiana and Robin X. This morning here, we're just talking about stuff. Robin, when we last heard your voice, you said that you started working for who?
The United Nations.
Okay, that's heavy. That's not like, you know, a committee here in Memphis. That is the United Nations.
Yeah.
So how did you get an idea you wanted to do something like this, and then how did it come about?
So I always knew that I wanted to start my own movement of some kind, be the voice of the people. I mean, obviously, one of my influences being Malcolm X. I studied his speeches, Frederick Hampton. I'm studying these guys' speeches, figuring out why they were so potent, their movements and things of that nature. And of course, with a sporadic mind, I remember telling my then friend, I was like, dude, I'm gonna like work with the United Nations, I'm gonna start my own movement. I'm like 13 at this time, like 12, 13 years old. And I'm like, I'm gonna start my own movement, I'm gonna work with them, I'm gonna take over the world. And of course, she looked at me with the same like look you would look at a child with when they say, I'm gonna grow up and be a ninja. You're like, sure, yes, you're gonna be the greatest ninja. Yes, you are. But seriously, it was like a North Star in a way for me. And I didn't know necessarily that the groundwork that I was doing at the time would actually catch their attention. I thought I would have to maybe do something insanely crazy different or something monumental. But it was just simple stuff like going to the news and going to schools that have been disciplinary free, going to schools I got kicked out of for fighting.
Really?
This is a true story. Schools that I got kicked out of for fighting. Yeah. I was going to talking about how bullying is wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
And
that's pretty strong.
Through this, we were throwing videos online. Some of those videos are still online today. On YouTube, Robin X, whatever. And somehow they got wind of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was due to the Trisha Goddard show that it's now canceled. What a great woman. That was on the same station and the same news, not the same news, but the same broadcasting building as Maury, Steve Wilkos, Dr. Phil, those guys.
Right.
And it was also in that same vein, except she didn't focus on those topics that they focused on, more so wanted to highlight people's differences.
Right.
So shout out Trisha Goddard. Wouldn't be here without her. So our first interviews were with Channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
We really were trying to just set the stage on fire with Memphis, but mainly just to say, hey, pay attention. People are different. Mm-hmm. You should accept people for who they are. You should accept people no matter their walk of life, their religion, their sexuality, their physical differences. You should love people. Everyone deserves to be loved. Mm-hmm. And when I was about 15 or so years old, the United Nations reached out and they just wanted a video.
Yeah.
Which okay. That was insane in its own right.
Sure, they just wanted
a video of me talking about these topics, uh-huh. about me spreading awareness about albinism and my advocacy in the city.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm just like, woo, like we did it, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
we got their attention. Uh-huh. And a few years later, I'm probably about 18 at this time, 17, 18. They mm-hmm. reach back out and they're like, hey, so we would love for you to come out and celebrate the 70th Declaration of Human Rights with us in Geneva, Switzerland, in the Palais de Nation.
Wow.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the biggest deal.
Huge.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there flabbergasted. I'm... not thinking that this is real.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of things are real until I'm in it.
Right.
So I'm on a plane. I'm like, I could easily just be walking into some random cardboard building when I get there. It doesn't have to be real. It's not real. And I get there. I see this, the building that they really make the decisions in. This is the stuff that they show on movies. Like,
yeah, right.
This is what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm there, they tell me, we love your advocacy. We think you're doing amazing work, and we want to make you a human rights champion.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You quite literally became a poster boy, in a way.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? From little old Memphis.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, your positive attitude and you're taking it one step at a time is the way that things have to go.
Yes.
You know, everything in its own time, but you got to push. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, tell you what, let's get back into the music and
sure.
then, and we'll continue this because it gets even better, folks. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. What you got, Robin?
I would like Shivel, Closure.
Okay.
I feel like that fits the mood perfectly.
Okay.
Currently, considering that we just talked about actually making it to the United Nations. So, Closure.
Here we go.
Breathe, trust, bless me and release. Climb hard, never be seen. Closed off, rescue free. Bless me.
Well, all right. That was Closure by Chevelle.
Yeah.
All right.
Powerful.
All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're glad you're taking this little ride with us this morning. I've got Robin X and Tiana here. We're talking about a number of things. Okay, when we last left our superhero, he was talking about what? Well, I think you know, and we were talking about while this last song was playing, about setting your intention. And yeah. even if you don't know exactly where you're going. Mm-hmm. So has this been a theme throughout your life?
Dude, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I manifest everything. I write everything down. I speak everything. Yeah. I think it all day.
Yep.
They tell you not to daydream. They really tell you not to daydream and don't imagine things, yeah. Because nothing comes to dreamers except for sleep.
Right.
But I feel like that is the ultimate. That's your ultimate power.
Yeah.
That's what you have. Everything at some point, and this is not to get too philosophical at this time, but everything at some point was in someone's mind, from the car you drive, from the bed you sit on, from your favorite couch, pen, that was in someone's mind at some point. And they were just sitting there like, oh my God, I really want to make this. I want to make this so bad. I want to make this happen so bad. Your favorite TV show, movie, song, the light bulb, that was in someone's head.
Yeah.
Use your mind, people, please.
Yeah.
Imagine, dream. Dream as big as you can. If you shoot for the stars, at least you'll land on the moon.
There you go. I love that. I love that. All right. So let me, Tiana, let's talk about how do you hang with this guy? how do you keep up? I know you are a very talented artist, and
thank you.
So you guys have a team here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It's crazy. I've been knowing Robin since like early middle school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, we've been childhood friends since as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And at first it was like, wow, this dude's a lot when I first saw him.
Yeah.
I had never met anyone with albinism before at that point.
Uh-huh.
And it was definitely, I won't say I was weirded out, no offense, but
for sure,
I was definitely like, oh, okay, this guy's different. Mm-hmm. And his personality further emphasized that. He's always been a huge person.
Right. Yeah.
And people often describe him as intense, but I felt like he was always been very genuine.
Yeah.
And so it was quite easy to kind of mesh with, you know, who he is as a person. Especially since I've always been kind of low-key myself.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of sat in a comfortable space, and our friendship kind of bloomed pretty easily from there. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. All right. Well, we're going to push along because we still have some more songs to do. What have we got next, Robin?
Okay. We have, let's see. I think, to piggyback off this kind of middle school era and our friendship,
uh-huh.
I think it would be fun to do Kendrick Lamar's Rich Spirit.
Okay. All right. And here we go. All right. Yes, I found that. And here we go, folks. This is Rich Spirit by Kendrick Lamar.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you, they never been cool, writing testament. Painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite. Universal shift, I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand. Firm grip rule, 72 wins, lost 10. Balling with the flu, more than 2 M's. For sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man. It's a GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, I'm attractive. Can't f*** with you no more, I'm fasting. I'm attractive. Can't f*** with you no more, I'm fasting. They morality. quality can wait. Feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face as my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space. Ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K. Why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. The weight, the aloof Buddha. I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad. I might lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman. My friend's cooler. Primary soda resale. Face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, I'm attractive. Can't f*** with you no more, I'm fasting. I'm attractive. Can't f*** with you no more. Brother, real brother, that brother. We just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Ay, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Ay, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Ay, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them cobble trips don't last forever. Jog you with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, I'm attractive. Keep up with you no more, I'm fasting. I'm attractive.
Kendrick Lamar, Rich Spirit. That was very cool. I was not real familiar. My wife looked at the list last night. She went, oh, that's a good song. So I was anxious to hear this. You know, one thing that I have found is that many times when I think, well, you know, something's not written for me, something's not meant for me, if I really listen, I can find something in it that is meant for me.
Always.
And I think so many times we hinder ourselves and we shut ourselves off from the good things that are out there that we can hear and that then can become our own. And music is certainly one of those things.
Exactly.
All right, folks. Well, we are talking to Robin X and Tiana this morning just about life and stuff. So I'm interested in, you know, when you get the opportunity to go to a school to talk to kids about being different or bullying or whatever.
Yeah.
What kind of response do you get from people? Do you see the kids in the audience who you know are being bullied?
Typically, they're more vocal because they know someone's here.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're immediately more receptive, and considering that I was doing that quite young and I'm still doing that now, I don't seem so much like a adult figure. I seem like a peer.
Yeah, there you go.
So because of that, there's this comfortability with confessing and being more inclusive.
Yeah.
And all it takes is like one kid to say, hey, that was me. Or all it takes is one kid to ask a question, and now everyone has a question. Yeah. It's just they need that icebreaker.
Yeah.
And I talk about bullying, accepting people for their differences. And if I'm talking to an elementary school kid or a middle school kid or kids, I'm usually using the book, The Colors of Oli, that me and Tiana made.
Okay, let's talk about this book. Tiana, tell me, what was the genesis of this book? I mean, did you realize y'all had a story here that would be better told, you know, in book form? How did it come about?
Well, Robin actually came to me with the idea of wanting to make the book. He was just like, hey, man, like, I just have this idea about some kid who can, like, see colors. And I was just like, okay, you know? let's talk about it. And we did. And it took a few months, but the Colors of Oli concept had come into fruition. And from then we decided that visually it would be best to make it into a visual type of media. And when he was like, I just feel like we should make a kid's book. And then it sort of snowballed from there. And I was like, hey man, well, if he can't see color, then let's make half of the book in black and white.
Which is a great take on her end.
Yeah, that's great.
It would just tie into the whole thing, as well as give the readers a perspective. And I find that people who can put themselves in the shoes of a character or a person, it makes it a lot easier to resonate with the message that is trying to be portrayed.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great. So, so did you have an idea, as an artist, did you have an idea what this character would look like?
I kind of did.
Yeah.
I think we just threw around some ideas. I knew I wanted him to be like a child with albinism, but I just didn't want to focus on that. And she took it and ran with it, which was phenomenal.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so say the title again, and how do you spell that? So if people want to look that up, where can they find it?
Okay, The Colors of Oli. That's O-L-L-E-H. The Colors of Oli. And it's literally everywhere where you buy books. That's Amazon. That's Barnes and Nobles. That's Target. Everywhere. Target. It's literally physical.
Yeah.
It's digital. Have your way. And if you really just want to grab it really quickly, don't want to look too many places, you could always just go to www.teamrobinx.com.
Okay, that's great. So it is purchasable, and I'm glad that you both had the confidence to do this. You know, so many times people feel like, well, who am I trying to do this? You know, and you kind of short sell yourself. And I'm glad you didn't short sell yourself here.
I will say that it did start that way for me, at least. I've never really put my art out there as far as a project such as that. And so I was a little nervous. I felt like if I had to put a piece of work out there with my name on it, like, how would I want to be perceived? So the development of the style of the book, as well as how I would go about doing that, it was a bit intimidating. And it took a while, but finally getting it out there, it was like a weight had been lifted.
You know, and it's funny, somebody told me years ago, they said, you know, if nobody gets to start with record number four, nobody gets to start with book number three. Everybody has to do everything for the first time. And you know, and yeah, of course, you know, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to learn. That's, you know, that's the greatest thing about all of this, you know, the whole creative process is you learn as you go, and that's so strong. All right, well, we're going to push on along here. We got a few more songs to play. I got a feeling we're not going to get to everything today. So choose wisely, Robin.
Okay. All right. This is hard then. I'll say Today's Grace, Scared.
Okay. Here we go.
I wake up screaming, it's all because of you. So this before. I wish you never told me. I wish I never knew. I wake up screaming. It's all because of you. So real these voices in my head. When it comes back, you won't be scared and lonely. You won't be scared. You won't be. You won't be scared and lonely. You won't be scared. You won't be lonely. It's all because of you.
I guess that's the end.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. Hope you're have a good week this week. It's a short week. I had forgotten that today was Labor Day, and I was pleasantly surprised to see when I was driving into the station this morning there was no traffic.
Right.
Yeah,
and that was a gift. That was a gift. No bumper to bumper traffic. Okay. All right, so let's talk about the creative process. You know, people whether it's songwriting or doing art or really whatever you're shooting for, what kind of permission do you have to give yourself to do that?
So I think that last song, the reason I picked it was because of that. That fear. The fear of the unknown, of making something. Even like Tiana said during our last segment about the fear of how do I put out something into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your... There's such a vulnerability to creating art. I know now we have AI art, and we have you can make a picture in 5 minutes by texting something to speech, or you can make a song in 3 minutes on a laptop by just punching in. You don't have to write anything. But art is so vulnerable. You're basically deciding to be butt naked in front of the world and bearing your soul in some type of capacity, which is hard to do. So making a children's book where you're talking about differences, knowing how different you are, or writing a song about your experiences growing up, pertaining to you taking your own life. This is vulnerable stuff that creatives have to share.
Right.
So I think you have to trust yourself. There's a level of trust there, and you don't get it immediately.
Yeah.
You just have to go. It's this, you do it scared.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. I love that. You do it scared. I think everything I've ever done in the creative realm, there's a slice of fear sitting on my shoulder. You know, and you go, okay, is this going to be good enough? Can I do this? You know, how can I do this? And all that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I certainly get you. I certainly get you. All right, well, tell you what, let's push along here and let's go to another song. What are you thinking?
Let's see. Let's do... I gotta get a song in here.
Okay.
Let's do corn rotting in vain.
Okay, here we go. That was Corn Rotting in Vain. Okay, let's talk about, you know, we were talking about creativity and how people get to that point, to where they can do it without being hung up about what somebody's going to say, what it looks like, or whatever. What were you talking about before, Tiana?
I was just saying that it takes, to build off of what Robin said, it does take a lot to put something you've taken the time to meld together, the feelings and doubt and fear and love and passion just for the thing that you're making into the world. It's such a complicated feeling, but not only are you having to worry about, okay, well, this is out there now, like it's done, like right. It's out there. Is left to be perceived by whoever can get their hands on it. It's that you yourself are also susceptible to be changed, how you feel about the thing that you made, which is even more scary.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a great point. So how do you do that on a day-to-day basis, Robin?
You have to push yourself. It's not a... there's not a moment where I make a song where I'm thinking, ah, this is gonna be an easy put out. Sometimes yeah. I'm sharing some of the most personal things in my life. I mean, sure. on songs like Pure that we released on the Mentor Interlude, which you can find everywhere on all streaming services under Robin X, R-O-B-E-N-X, all fun stuff. But in a song like that, I talk about my mom being shot while she was pregnant with me. That's not something that you do in passing.
Yeah, right.
You know, right. That's the equivalent of me literally jumping off a parking garage, mm-hmm. which I did.
Yeah.
The thing about it was just, I hate being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather put my things out or do something that puts me in fear so it doesn't have that control over me.
Right.
So it's an everyday fight. It's an everyday thing to say, hey, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And the bravest man that you've ever seen, the warrior who runs into the battlefield blindly, who seems to have no fear in his heart, is terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you have to do it scared.
Incredible. All right. Well, we've got one more song and we're going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much. Will you come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here. And folks, thanks for taking this little walk with us this morning. We've had a great conversation here and listened to some good music. And David is coming up. But let me tell you, before David comes on, WYXR and the Orpheum Theater present a freewheeling conversation on Bob Dylan. This is this Thursday night, September 5th, 6 to 8. And David Swider, who's standing right here beside me.
Hey.
All right. David, he'll, and we're going to be giving away 5 pairs of tickets to the Girl from the North Country and other rare Dylan items. And Crosstown Brewing and will be providing the beverages. So please do this thing. It's at the Listening Lab here at Crosstown. Okay, we're going to get out with one more song. What you got, Robin?
Let's do Deftones' Change. I hope you guys change after listening to this particular station. And we had a great time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.